Hello, this is Andrea Anstis, author of the book Juicy Life, 8 Surprising Steps to Awaken Your True Self. Welcome to the exploration called the 9 Stages of Trauma Healing. So find yourself a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. And we're going to work through these 9 stages, which is a structure suggested by Dr. Andrea Brandt. So those stages that we're going to go through are grounding, recalling, sensing, naming the feelings, accepting, going even deeper, opening to the wisdom, sharing and letting go. So allow yourself to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Allowing yourself to settle in, bringing your awareness into your body. And feeling yourself fully seated, fully located. Feel your back supported. Feel the floor, the ground under your feet. And let yourself connect down into the earth by imagining some roots. Some roots coming out of the base of your spine or out of your feet. And moving deep down into the earth to create that sense of solidity and safety. And now recalling. So allow yourself to think of a recent situation that you've been disturbed about. A situation that triggered a mild to strong reaction. So it may have been a feeling of shock, numbness, disconnection that was triggered. And recall what happened in as much detail as possible. Imagine, sense, feel yourself back in that time and space. And consider what you saw, what you heard, what you tasted, and what you felt. And allow your emotions to begin to move in your body. And use your breath to help support that movement of feeling. And now sensing. So continue to breathe deeply. And scan your awareness through your body. So be aware of your feet, your legs. Notice what's going on in your pelvis, your back, including your spine, the muscles on either side of your spine. Scan through into your belly, your diaphragm, your lungs, your heart. Bring your awareness to your shoulders, to your arms and to your hands. And notice what's going on through your neck and through your throat. Be aware of your head, your face and your scalp. And just notice where your body is calling to you. And some of those places that are often calling out loudly are the lower back, the pelvic area, the stomach, the heart chest area, through that holding in the shoulders and the neck. Maybe there's an area of pain or a couple of areas of pain. So just become super aware of the sensations in your body. So noticing the sensations, it's a bit like exploring underneath the emotions, down to the physical roots of the feelings. So just notice any sensations, tightness, pain, burning, gripping, tingling. Sometimes those sensations are a bit trickier to name. Sensations like emptiness, numbness, spacing out. And all of this is information that will help you process and integrate your trauma experience. So just take your time to scan through and investigate these physical sensations. And now on to naming. So I want to invite you to connect an emotion to each of the sensations that you identify in your body. So perhaps the gripping in your chest could be named fear. Or the heat in your knees, it may be anger. Is the heaviness in your chest sadness? So take your time to name these emotions and notice the subtle but really important differences between them. So for example, vindictiveness feels like anger that's become frozen. Resentment feels like constantly recycled anger. So anger on low level replay. And rage feels like anger that's hot, explosive, and ready to move. So as you do this exploration into sensation and feeling, you're getting to know much more about your rich and complex emotional self. And on to accepting. It's really important to accept what we feel. And if we don't accept our feelings, we create splits or fractures in our mind-body connection. We might be in that habit or pattern of ignoring our feelings or criticizing our feelings, in the same way that we were ignored or criticized as little ones. So whether this feels true or not to your conscious mind, I want you to practice saying out loud, I accept myself for feeling hurt or angry or anxious or sad, whatever it is. So I accept myself for feeling angry. I accept myself for feeling this grief. And repeat this affirmation of acceptance for all of your emotions a few times. And this is really important for the emotions that are judged as more shadowy or more unacceptable, such as shame, vindictiveness, humiliation. This stage of accepting opens the doorway to accepting all aspects of our humanity and loving ourselves even more for the challenging or difficult parts. And now into experiencing fully. So at this stage, You're invited to stay with your feelings and sensations. Stay there, stay there, stay there. So there might be colors, there might be shapes, there might be images swirling around. There might be all kinds of feelings. So don't try to change them, minimize them, or run away from them. Stay there. We're champions at using our addictions of busyness, sugar, coffee, alcohol, etc. to avoid our difficult feelings. So right now, stay there. Notice and welcome any discomfort, pain, or shame that you might feel. So this is about staying there and befriending and fully experiencing. Remember, whatever you're feeling, it's on its way towards integration. Allow your feelings to move and flow. And you may feel like you want to move your body. You might want to shake your body. You might need to punch a pillow if there's lots of anger coming up. You might need to cry. You might need to scream into a pillow. You might need to kick your legs up and down. Just follow the impulses of your wise body. Expressing emotions is essential in processing your feelings and the trauma. And now on to opening to the wisdom. Opening to the wisdom of these feelings and sensations. So do the feelings and sensations that you're experiencing right now remind you of one or more of your experiences or your feelings from the past? Do these feelings and sensations feel familiar? So how long have these feelings been around? And maybe you sense a connection back to an earlier trauma or an old story or perhaps a limiting belief about yourself. You may want to invite a younger part of you to come forward from your imagination. This younger part, we often refer to this part as our inner child. And we have many inner children. But this inner child that shows up may well have something to share with you. This little boy or girl might have experienced something that was too overwhelming at the time to acknowledge or to speak about. So turn towards this part and ask this part about itself. So open your heart to this little one, this vulnerable part of you, and believe and validate whatever this younger part is sharing. Acknowledge this vulnerable part, this inner child. And you can do that by reflecting his or her reality back. So I see you. Yes, it was really difficult. I'm incredibly proud of you for making it. I am so proud of how resourceful you are. I'm here with you now. And I really want to listen to you. I want to get to know you. What do you need? it's super important to ask this part what he or she needs. Because as little ones, our needs couldn't be voiced. Often there were no space. There was no space for our needs. And now on to sharing and expanding on your experience. So you want to use your journal to reflect on any insights, any new perspectives that you might have gained from doing this exploration. As you write, just explore what happened in the meditation. Write what you've now come to see about this experience. And write about how your relationship to the trauma has shifted, or how maybe there's some more space around the experience. Perhaps you can identify a limiting belief that you've been viewing life through. And just reflect on how your life might be if you let go of that limiting belief. What would open up for you? What new possibilities might there be? And once you've reflected by writing, you may want to share the experience with a safe and caring friend, someone who's not going to invalidate your experience, someone who will simply listen, who'll be a benevolent witness. And you can also use the raw feelings letter, which I talk about in Juicy Life in step 2 and step 3. So you can write out those raw feelings to someone that hurt you, that came up in your meditation experience. And then the final stage is fully letting go. So it's wonderful to create some kind of ritual of letting go. You might want to burn the letter. You might want to take a journey to a river, to the ocean, and swim, float, and just release. Let go of any leftover energy of the trauma into the water. And if you're not near a river, a lake, or the sea, then just your bathtub or the shower will do really well. Wonderful. Let me know how you get on, and continue on with the rest of Juicy Life. Bye.